Know Something Crazy podcast. This is the very first podcast, and today I have my cousin on the podcast. Do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Hi guys, I'm Abby. I'm Jenna's cousin. I've been her cousin since like forever. And I feel like we're more like sisters, so you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
What kind of like growing up with me, like how, like what was that like? What was it like growing up with me?
Insane. From baseball bat injuries to hiding under the beds and disappearing and not being able to find you, and family vacations that were crazy. Yeah, life's been pretty
crazy. A lot of craziness.
Yeah, for real. Like, super crazy with you.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty wonderful.
So I guess we can just get right into it. So a question that I'm going to ask every single person that comes on this podcast is, what is the craziest thing that you've seen God in your life, through your life, like, however, like, what is the craziest thing you've seen God do?
Well, for me, when I was pregnant, because I'm a little bit older than she is, I was pregnant with my first daughter, and her name is Eliana, and I'm going to get to that in a second, but when she was inside me growing, I really struggled with becoming a mom and what that was going to be like. And I put a lot of faith and a lot of trust in God, and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed for this wonderful little being that was growing inside of me because of the Lord. And when it was time to give birth and have her, I was afraid. And that day, or that night rather, it was horrible weather. It was pouring down rain, and we had to drive to the hospital, and I was so uncomfortable, and I just remembering the fear that I had. And my mom, I was blessed with my mom to be with me, and she prayed with me while I was in labor, and it was just an outstanding experience. But during this whole time, we're in the hospital, and I have a window in my room, and I'm looking outside, and it's gray, and it's cloudy, and it's just, ugh, it was awful. And I thought, man, that's how I feel inside going through all of this. And the moment that Eliana was born and they laid her on my chest, I look out the window and it had stopped raining and the sun had shone, and it just made me at peace because I knew that God was with me and that He placed my daughter into my life for a reason. And this, a very similar situation happened with my son. His name means God, his name meaning is God is good, and his name is Tobias. And when I was pregnant with him, I had a hard time with my pregnancy, actually, and I got very sick. And when I got very sick, they put me in the hospital, and I prayed, and that was the moment that I knew that his name was going to be God is good, because the antibiotics worked, and my son was okay through the whole infection that I had, and it was terrifying. But I knew that regardless of the situation, that God had me, and God had my children. And it was a wonderful experience, and someday I hope that is something that I get to experience with you, because it's so exciting. But what is something that...
Well, first I want to just kind of, like, say, like, your story is, like, I never knew any of that before. Like, I didn't know about when you had Ellie, when you had Toby, so that's just crazy to think about, like, how God works and how He has a plan for everything. And
He really does.
Yeah. So this podcast is going to be a little bit different. So I'm going to be taking a step back from the hosting, and Abby's going to actually host, and she's going to be asking me questions to kind of, so you guys can get to know me a little bit. So I'm going to kind of like hand the mic over to you.
Well, so I got to share my crazy God story, and I would absolutely love to hear your crazy God story or stories, because this is just an incredible place for you and your friends and family and whoever to express that, and I'm so excited to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. So mine would probably have to be A lot of you, if you don't know, I lost my mom and my older sister about 3 years ago. And it was after losing my older sister when my mom was still in the hospital, which, you know, like she was on a ventilator fighting for her life. And we were back home and I was just praying in my room and just talking to God. Like I was mad, I was upset, like I was just expressing my feelings to him. And this is like the first time that I've actually heard God speak to me. Mm-hmm. And I just heard so clearly that, Jenna, like, I see you and things are going to be okay. And then I remember calling Abby up, like, afterwards. And I was like, this just happened. Like, I don't know what just happened. Like, was this God? Was this my thoughts? And I was just like, this is crazy. And then I don't even remember what you said. Like, you were like, yeah, that was God. And then, yeah.
I remember I was so proud of you for the fact that you were diving so deeply into your faith at that point. Mm-hmm. And I remember you were, like, scared. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you don't need to be scared. The Lord asks us not to be afraid of him.
Yeah.
And so if he's talking to you, you say, God, I'm listening. What you got for me?
Yeah.
And I was so proud of you. And I would love to hear where you started. Like, how did you even find God? Like, I mean, I was there with you growing up, but I don't actually remember when you accepted Christ or when you like started you went to church when you were younger and, but I don't remember when you actually started doing that. So tell me some more.
Yeah. So growing up, like Abby said, I grew up going to church. I grew up going to different types of churches, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, a little bit of Baptist, a little bit of Wesleyan. So I got a little bit of mixture. But then I love how my friend Amanda says is that when you turn from Jesus as your Savior to like your Lord. Mm-hmm. And I think growing up, like when I was probably like third or fourth grade, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I want Jesus coming to my heart. Like I want him to live in my heart. And like, I think you don't really totally understand that. Like you just want to go to heaven. Like you want, and like from a young age, I lost grandpa, mm-hmm. and like I was like, I want to see grandpa again, like I want Jesus to come in my heart. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was until I hit college when I got dived into a Bible study and then started going to Crew, and then COVID happened, and then I just from that, and then COVID, like just kind of like by myself, like we couldn't see friends, we couldn't see, like, family, like, we couldn't even see each other.
Yeah.
I think that's where it kind of, like, started, mm-hmm. and then I just kind of, like, from there went full-fledged, and then I think it was after Sissy and Mom passed away when I got plugged in the young adult, mm-hmm. then I just went, like, total full-fledged on fire, like, sprinting toward God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I saw the changes in you was truly after your mom and your sissy passed, I went to young adult with you for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I don't fit into young adult. I'm a mom.
Because I was so nervous to go. I was not talking.
But I kept telling you, like, step out in faith. Come on. Like, meet some people. Have friends. Because you, during COVID, there was that disconnect. And mm-hmm. you needed, in order to grow, you have to have a great surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, you were petrified. You were quiet. You played with your hair. You slumped down in the chair. And so I did all the talking. And after that, I just remember, like, I was like, all right, you got this. Go.
And I was like, okay.
And you confidently went in there, semi-confidently. And
yeah.
And you have grown so many friendships. You've brought so many people with you. And you've been on podcasts for them. You've done all of their social media stuff. But it's the turned on, like, light bulb, switch, whatever you want to call it, that has been phenomenal to see you grow. When I remember my mom buying you one of your Bibles recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, I need tabs for this. And within, like, a couple of weeks, it was not just tabs, it was like sticky notes and highlights and all the things, and you were showing me notes and books and you were talking, and I was like, wow, like, just wow, you got God, and it's so incredible. So when you I know that, like, hitting those walls with your mom and your sister passing and things like that, how do you keep the faith? Like, knowing that you're hitting those walls, how do you keep the faith?
I think just the people that I also surrounded myself with, like, having you during that time, and then also, like, since the first time going in the young adult, like, one of my friends, Kendall, came up to me and was like, hey, I want you to come to our small group. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so just, like, from full-fledged, like, getting those people around me, I'm like, them not being scared, like, not allowing me to feel scared or, like, afraid to, like, let those emotions be, and, like, loving me through that. Like, earlier today, we were talking about Job, and I just felt like a connection to Job, where, like, Job lost his whole family, and but then he still kept his faith.
Absolutely.
And then he had, like, his health tested, which, like, I didn't have my health tested, but, like, and he still kept his faith, and, like, everything that God was, like, throwing at him.
Well, you can't say that you haven't had your health tested. I have watched your family go through diabetes and childhood cancer and kidney problems.
Kidney problems right here.
Arthritis
problems with me. Yeah.
And your gallbladder and your just the list goes on, people.
Yeah.
But the fact that you have surrounded yourself with such a community is a beautiful thing, and I'm so proud of that, and I'm so proud of the woman that you are becoming in your faith. Now, why do you feel like this is something that you want to share with people? What makes you want to share Jesus? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I didn't really thought about it before. Until I remember the night we were camping down at the beach, and we were talking about mom and sissy. I don't remember this night. It was after we got done walking on the beach, and we came back and we were sitting outside your camper. And then you were like, I think you should write a book. And I was like, I don't know about a book. And then I just kind of, like, kept thinking about it, and, like, more people were like, hey, you should write a book. I was like, okay. And I just kind of, like, kept getting pushed to the back of my mind. And then I just felt, like, this feeling to start a podcast for the past, like, 2 months or so.
Okay.
And then, like, I just knew from when you said that of, like, your story is going to be used for, like, to help other people's faith grow. I think that was the foundation of this podcast of, like, wanting to know something crazy of, like, having people tell their crazy God stories to, like, help other people's faith grow. And, yeah, I don't know if you remember that conversation.
Now that you told me, I do remember it, but I did not remember that conversation.
Yeah.
I can't believe that little, like, moment in time affected you so much.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool.
And, like, I just also, like, remember, like, little details like that, too. Like, little conversations, like, stick with me.
That's beautiful. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. I'm so pumped for you. This is so exciting. Now, why exactly did we come up with something crazy? Are y'all a little curious? Because I am.
I was like, Wanna Know Something Crazy wasn't like the first name I came up with. Like, it was a couple other ones I was, like, talking to you about. And, like, one of them was like, okay, this, I could see myself doing this. And then we were talking, and then we're also thinking, I was like, what's some stuff that, like, I say, like, all the time? And then I was like, basically, like, want to hear something crazy, or, like, this is so crazy. Like, did you hear about this? And I guess that just kind of, like, spiraled down of, like, this is what I say all the time. And then, like, also, like, the idea of God's, like, things that happen in your life that God is doing in your life and has done in your life, like, some people that don't know God were like, that's crazy, like, did God really do that type thing?
Absolutely.
And then, like, yeah, and, like, just kind of, like, stirring people's interest of, like, wanting to know the crazy things that God's doing in your life.
I love it. This This embodies you, like,
yeah.
But I love that you get to share what Christ has done in your life and how crazy and outlandish it can be sometimes.
Yeah.
And that it's just simply you with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how everybody should be, is simply you with God. Mm-hmm. I love that. How has your family, how has your brothers, your sister, your mom, your dad, grandma, any of them, or even me, how have any of us influenced your life and your walk with Jesus? Like, I know that you've said, like, your friends and things like mm-hmm. that with young adult, and was it Campus Crusaders, mm-hmm. was that right? And I know that that was kind of like your turn-on switch.
Yeah.
But has there been anyone or any of us or even friends or family friends that I might not even know that have influenced your faith at a young age or, you know, like middle school, high school age?
Yeah. I think with my mom and dad, probably just that constant, like, pushing me to go to church every single Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister, like, being my small group leader, like, I was able to have those conversations with my sister and you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I think just having those, like, open conversations with family is good.
Mm-hmm.
Another person would probably be one of my good friend's mentors. But just, like, having those, like, conversations and, like, trust that you're able to, like, go to them. And, like, I feel like you and Sissy and her have, like, made that trust, like, I've had that trust with them that can, like, hey, like, this is what I'm struggling with,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I can able to go to you, and I know it's not gonna get spread around the grapevine, or, like, did you hear Jenna did that, or Jenna's going through this, like, and, like, you guys able to speak life into me. Yeah. I don't know, did I answer your question?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
the mentor you're talking about, is that Angie?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Angie. I love her. So Angie was the one that baptized you, right?
Yes.
Now,
I just probably listened to this.
Hi, Angie. So, well, I had the privilege to watch you get baptized, and
mm-hmm.
I know that Angie and you will probably talk about that at some point in your podcast, and I would love to hear those
yeah.
point of views. But for me, when I saw you get baptized, that was like that moment that I mm-hmm. knew that your fire was not going to ever go out for God. And the privilege that I had of watching that happen was incredible. But what was going through your head? Why did you want to get baptized? Like, mm-hmm. how did all of that come about?
Yeah, I still remember the day that, like, I texted Angie and I was like, I want to get baptized. It was after I watched one of Sadie Robertson's sermons when she did the whole sermon about steady light, of, like, being the steady light in the community, and, like, I'm not gonna get into the whole sermon, but, like, it was after I watched that sermon, and then after every one of her conference sermons, she always opens it up to baptism, and I just felt, like, this tug to, like, want to get baptized after watching that,
mm-hmm.
and then I was just like, well, it's either this is my own thoughts that wants me to get baptized, or God's, and I'm, like, pretty sure it's God's with how I'm feeling that I'm getting baptized. And, like, I always believed in God, but I never showed like that. Because it's always said in church and, like, young adult and, like, stuff like that. Like, baptism is the outward expression of, like, an inward decision.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like I had that inward decision for, mm-hmm. like, a while. And, like, I just wanted to express that to everyone of, like, hey, this is who I'm following. And, like, allow people to, like, see that, of, like, see that light that I'm shining toward people that I'm touching here and touching there, and, like, yeah.
So, watching you get baptized
mm-hmm.
was one of the reasons why Eliana decided that she wanted to get
baptized. Because didn't she get baptized, like, a couple months after me?
It was, like, 2 months, and it was not a decision that she made lightly,
mm-hmm.
and so your influence in my daughter's life has made a huge difference, and I'm sorry, I'm crying, but that is something that you have done through your faith in
yeah.
God, And so thank you for that.
Now I kind of want to go give Ellie a big hug after this.
So I don't think I have any more questions unless you can think of something you want to share. This has been eye-opening for me to understand your faith, because we've had so many conversations that have been pretty crazy, but I've not had like this deep of a conversation with you about your faith, and it's so cool to know this and to be able to share this with you. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for saying yes to being on my podcast.
But, of course.
Well, we'll definitely be seeing Abby probably another time, so stay tuned. but I guess we can just wrap up.
Sure.
Yeah. So thanks for watching Wanna Know Something Crazy. Make sure you stay tuned to every Thursday. We'll have a new podcast come out.